Okay, we're in chapter 23 of the book of Acts.
فصل 23 کتاب اعمال رسولان هستیم.
And we are in the story where Paul had come to Jerusalem.
داستانی هستیم که پولس رسول وارد اورشلیم
شده. Well, God had told him not to do that.
خداوند به پولس گفت این کارو نکنین ولی رفت.
There Paul at Jerusalem Paul tries to please James and Jewish believers.
و پولس توی اورشلیم تظاهر میکنه کاری که طرفداری یعقوب و یهودی‌ها رو به سمت خودش
جلب. Yeah, trusted in Christ for their salvation.
اونا اعتماد کرده بودن به عیسی مسیح برای نجاتشون.
But they believed that still the complete Old Testament law was applicable to them.
و گفته بودن که عهد عتیق و فرمانهاش و شریعتش هنوز روی اونها سلطه می‌کنه.
But of course we know that with Christ coming,
در مسیح و وجود مسیح در زندگی ما کاهن اعظم عوض شد.
Yeah, Jesus now being the high priest.
عیسی مسیح کاهن اول اعظم ماست.
And as a result of that, there was a necessity to also change the law.
شریعت هم تغییر کرد.
And it had specifically to do with Levitical priesthood and the ceremonial law.
قانون‌های لاویان و اون سنت‌های عیدها از بین رفت.
Now, the pleasing of the Jews didn't work out. Everybody got angry at them anyway.
و اون آماده کردن یهودیا خیلی خوب پیش نرفت و خیلی خراب کردن.
And it had escalated to the point that they were about to take Paul's life.
که زندگی خواستن یهودیا پولس رو بکشن.
Now luckily for Paul, the Roman chief captain basically saved him from that.
برای پولس اون رهبر رومی نجاتش داد از مرگ به خاطر هویتش که رومی بود.
But now this chief captain is trying to figure out what is going out. What's going on?
حالا اون رئیس رومی داره حدس میزنه که چه اتفاقی داره.
But till now with no success.
امروز به موفقیتی نرسیده که بفهمه
چی. Last week his last resort was to scourge Paul.
آخرین کاری که کرد شلاق زد.
And to basically try to beat the truth out of him.
که حقیقت رو از زبانش بیرون بکشه.
Now, as soon as he figured out that Paul was a Roman citizen.
و به محض اینکه فهمید که پولس رسول اون هویت و ملیت رومی رو داره.
Now, he stopped it.
دست کشید چون ترسید.
Of course, it's not a right way of getting information out of people.
اطلاعات رو با شکنجه از دهن بیرون در آوردن کار درستی نیست.
It's now the next day.
و امروز فردای اون روزه.
Yeah, Paul had been kept overnight by the captain.
پولس شب اون رئیس نگرش داشته رئیس.
And now he's basically brought to face his accusers.
و الان داره میره روبروی اون توهین کننده.
So let's start reading it verse 1 and 2.
فصل 1 و 2 رو بخونیم.
Of Acts 23.
آیه 1 و 2 فصل 23 رو بخونیم.
And Paul earnestly beholding the council said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth.
وجدانی پاک در حضور خدا زندگی کردم آنجا حنانیا کاهن اعظم به کسانی که نزدیک او بودند فرمود تا به دهانش زنند.
So we're offered a very good start.
خیلی راحت خوب شروع نشد.
Paul is basically saying I'm not guilty.
و اینجا پولس میگه من مقصر نیستم.
I have not done anything wrong.
هیچ کار اشتباهی در مقابل.
And then we have the high priest who instructs somebody to punch Paul in the face.
بعد اون کاهن اعظم رو داریم که بهش میگه که دهنشو بزن بزنی دهنش.
Now read on. Paul doesn't like this. Verse 3. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, the white wall, for sittest thou to judge me after the law and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? Now rightfully Paul is upset. He's only said one sentence and he's already been punched in the face. So he bites back
and he
calls him a whited wall, which is a bit better than whitewashed tombs that Jesus used to were the same people. And he points out that it was unlawful for them to just hit him.
همینجوری بزنین زیر شریعت حق زدن کسی رو نداریم به این راحتی.
Now, if you remember, they did the same thing with Jesus.
میدونین که عیسی مسیح همین کار کرد.
Let's look at that for a moment.
برگردیم ببینیم با عیسی چیکار کردن.
Because it's like we see a pattern.
و میبینیم که یک عادت یهودی داره تکرار میشه.
Go to John 18.
یوحنا 18.
And read verses 19-23.
19-23.
The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I speak openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whether the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing? Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me, which I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answer thou the high priest so? He answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why smitest thou me?
پس کاهن اعظم از عیسی درباره شاگردان و تعلیم او پرسید. عیسی به او جواب داد که من به جهان آشکارا سخن گفتم. من هر وقت در کلیسه و در معبد جایی که همه یهودیان پیوسته جمع می شدند تعلیم می دادم و در پنهانی چیزی نگفتم. چرا از من سوال می کنید؟ از کسانی که شنیده هم بپرس که چه چیز به ایشان گفتم. اینک ایشان می دانند آنچه من گفتم. و چون این را گفت یکی از مأموران که در آنجا ایستاده بود سیلی بر عیسی زده گفت آیا به کاهن اعظم چنین جواب می دهی؟ عیسی به دو جواب داد اگر بد گفتم به بدی شهادت ده و اگر خوب برای چه مرا می زنی؟
Yeah, so the accusers of Jesus ran to him and asked him questions. The accusers of Jesus asking him questions. And Jesus responds simply about, like, why are you asking me? I'm not hiding anything. I've said everything in public. Yeah, you can ask anybody. Now, of course, they didn't really like this. Because they had been trying to bring up false witnesses to accuse him. But they had been facing contradictions all the time. So nothing would stick.
و هیچ کدومشون به نتیجه نمیرسه.
Now notice what the response is here.
و ببینین جواب چیست.
Jesus gets punched.
عیسی مسیح میخوره مشت میخوره تو صورتش.
And he's not told to speak like that to the high priest.
و بهش گفته شده که اینجوری با کاهن اعظم صحبت نکنی.
Now of course there was nothing wrong with what Jesus has said.
کاری که عیسی گفته بود، حرفی که عیسی زده بود، هیچ چیز بد نبوده.
And basically said, hey, if I said something wrong, then show me. Yeah, but if I've spoken right, why are you hitting me? Yeah, Jesus is basically rebuking the person in his face.
And
we see Paul doing the same thing. Yeah, pointing out that this guy, this high priest, is a hypocrite. Yeah, because he was not supposed to hit people under the law. Now, read verse 4 and
5.
And they that stood by, revilest thou God's high priest? Then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people.
4
and
5. 23.
Go ahead,
So now they throw back at Paul. Hey, you are breaking the law because you are reviling God's high priest. Now, of course, Paul had been away. Yeah, and he didn't know who was the high priest at that point in time. Yeah, I don't think he was lying here. Yeah, he's just been away for a year, so. Now, I think here Paul is playing along. Because Paul understood that this guy was actually not the high priest.
چون پولس فهمیده بوده که این آقا واقعا کاهن اعظم نیست.
Why not?
چرا نبوده؟
Go to Hebrews 7.
عبرانیان 7.
Hebrews 7 and read verses 11 and 12.
آیه 11 و 12 رو بخونید.
Yeah, I refer to this in the beginning. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people will receive the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law.
و دیگران
و دیگران از کهانت لاوی کمال حاصل میشد زیرا قوم شریعت را بر آن یافتند باز چه احتیاج می بود که کاهن دیگر بر رتبه ملکیصدیق برخیزد و از رتبه هارون خوانده نشود زیرا هرگاه کهانت تغییر میپذیرد شریعت نیز تبدیل مییابد.
Yeah, so at the moment when we're talking about in Acts, and of course also when this was written, yeah, the Levitical priesthood was not a thing anymore. Now, of course, These Jews didn't understand that.
می دونیم که یهودیای اون زمان اینو درک نمی‌کردن.
Yeah, but it was the reality.
اما واقعیتی بود.
Because there was now a new high priest.
چون الان یه کاهن جدید بود.
After the order of Melchizedek.
در فرمان ملک صادق.
Who was that?
ملک صادق کی بوده؟
You know who that was?
می دونی چی بوده؟ Jesus Christ.
Jesus was that, yeah. And if you would read the rest of chapter 7, you will see this being explained.
Now,
but go a couple chapters back and let's read Hebrews 4 verses 14 and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
پس چون کاهن اعظم بزرگی داریم که از آسمان در گذشته است، یعنی عیسی پسر خدا، اعتراف خود را محکم داریم، زیرا کاهن اعظمی نداریم که نتواند عدد سفرهای ما بشود، بلکه آزموده شده و در هر چیز مشابه ما بدون گناه.
Yeah, so Paul didn't really revile the high priest.
واقعا کاهن اعظم رو توهین نکرده بود.
Yeah, because the high priest was not a thing anymore.
از اون به بعد عیسی مسیح کاهن اعظم یهود بود.
Because Jesus was the high priest.
عیسی مسیح اون کاهن بود که بعد از دفن شد.
So if he was a high priest of anything, he was of a false religion called Judaism.
اگر هم اون زمان اون کاهن کاهن اعظم بوده، کاهن اعظم دروغی قوم یهود بوده.
Now if you notice it said, oh, but he is the ruler of the people. Don't speak bad about the ruler of the people.
رئیس مردم، پس پشت اونها حرف نزن.
Yeah, was not Ananias the ruler of the people?
حنانیا اون کسی نبود که در حقیقت رهبر مردم.
An answer no. Under whose law were they?
زیر رومیان بودن، رهبر مردم هم نبوده.
They were occupied by Rome.
رومیان رئیس بودن اون زمان. پس این کی بوده یا؟
They're having this court at the castle of the Romans.
در اون دادگاه و توی کاخ رومیان داشتن برگزار.
Because if they would have had their way, Paul would be dead by now.
اگر حق با اونا بود، پولس مرده بود.
The real law in Israel at that point in time.
That
real law had stepped in to protect Paul.
اون قانون از دفاع کرد از پولس و گفت رومی آزادش کرد. قانون اون
Now,
زمان.
Of course, Paul understands that Jesus is the high priest.
پولس رسول میدونه که عیسی مسیح اون کاهن اعظمه.
But he's not interested in getting into an argument.
وقت بحث کردن نیست که با اونا صحبت کنه. این کاهن
Ananias, who thinks he is the high priest.
که فکر میکنه کاهن اعظمه.
Yeah, explained him that he's not.
که بهش توضیح بده آقا هرانیا تو کاهن نیستی، از بین رفت وقتی عیسی اومد، همه چی از بین رفت.
Yeah, he's defending himself.
خودش داره دفاع میکنه.
And he tries to basically get out of this court alive.
ساده داره از این دادگاه سعی میکنه زنده بیرون بیاد.
So we have these religious arguments being thrown up and down.
این یه مذهب رهبر، یک جنگ و جدال مذهبی بین دو تا.
The law says this.
شریعت اینو میگه، شریعت اونو میگه.
The law says that.
قانون اینو میگه، قانون اونو میگه.
And now Paul uses
some
religious argument to actually derail this whole court.
از یک بحث مذهبی استفاده میکنه که اونها رو در حقیقت از ریل مسیری که میرن درشون بیاره.
Yeah. Read for 6. But then Paul perceived that in one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees. He cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead. I'm called in question."
چون پولس فهمید که بعضی از صدوقیان و بعضی از فریسیانان در مجلس ندا در داد که ای برادران، فریسی به سر فریسی هستم و برای امید و قیامت مردگان از من بازپرس می شود.
Yeah, so Paul figures out that there are different religious groups present.
صدوقی هست، هم فریسی، دوتاشون اینجا بهترین موقعیتی که اینا رو بندازیم به جون هست.
And he decides to use the differences in what they believe to get the attention of him and on a religious argument. And he says, hey, I am a Pharisee.
من فریسیم.
And now I'm questioned in regards to the resurrection. The hope that we have that the dead will rise again. Now, of course, Paul doesn't really agree with a lot of stuff of those groups. But who cares? This is a great way to divide and conquer. Yeah. So, read verse 7. Because it works. And when he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Yeah, so now we have this argument going on between the groups. Yeah. Now, notice in verse 8 it gives where this is about. Yeah. And but notice first of all how the sentence ends. It ends with the Pharisees confess both. Now, how many is both? Two, yeah, it's two. Now, how many arguments seem to be given? Yeah, the Sadducees did not believe the resurrection, neither angel nor spirit. Yeah, that sounds like three. Now, why is that? And the answer is simple, that angels are spirits. Yeah? The Pharisees believed in the resurrection of the dead. And the Pharisees also believed in the spirit world. Now, why do I even point that out? And the reason is that because there's confusion about the spirit world and about angels. Now, go to Hebrews 1. And I'll show you some verses that help you understand this. Hebrews 1, verses 5 to 7. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be a son, be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he said, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire.
او را پدر خواهم بود و او پسر من خواهد بود به هنگامی که نخود زاده را باز به جهان می آورد می گوید که همه فرشتگان خدا او را پرستش کنند و در حق فرشتگان می گویند که فرشتگان خود را بادها می گردانند و خادمان خود را شعله آتش.
Yeah, so here are several statements made that show you that there's a difference between human beings and angels. Yeah, and when I talk about angels, I mean angelic beings.
Yeah, I'm not
talking about a human messenger, which is also
now,
it states here that angels are never called the sons of God. Yeah, it states that angels are not begotten of God.
It
also states that angels are spirits. Good, skip to verse 13 and
14.
Hebrews 1. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Yeah, again, angels are ministering spirits.
Yeah,
they don't have a physical body like we have. Yeah, go to Luke 24, verse 39. Behold my hand and my feet, this is Jesus speaking here. That it is I myself, handle me and see, for a spirit had not flesh and bone as you see me have.
Luke 24:29.
Yeah, a spirit doesn't have
flesh
and bones.
Gusht استخوان ندارد.
No. And why are they sent for, those ministering spirits? To minister to those who are heirs of salvation. Who are they? Believers.
Yeah,
Christians. Yeah. Angels are ministering spirits. Now, why do I use all these verses to show you this? And that's because there's some false teaching going around. Yeah, that has convinced many Christians in regards to the Old Testament. Yeah, specifically in Genesis chapter 6. Yeah, where it talks about the sons of God. Let's read those verses for a moment. Genesis 6, verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and it took them wives of all which they chose. Actually, read till 4. Let me also read 3-4. And the Lord said, my spirit shall always strive at man, for that he also has flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they were children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown.
اینان پهلوانانی از روزگار کهن بودند که مردانی نام‌آور شدند.
Now, what is the false teaching out of this? Now, these people will say, oh, sons of God. Yeah, these must be angels. And these angels marry men for the daughters of men. And as a result, we have offspring. And these offsprings are giants. Yeah? And I get sick of all the pictures and preachers and Christians I'm hearing talking about this.
Yeah.
Let me give you another verse that shows you this is not what it is.
Yeah.
Matthew 22 verse 30. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven.
زیرا که در قیامت نه ازدواج میکنند و نه ازدواج کرده میشوند بلکه مثل فرشتگان خدا در آسمان میباشند.
Angels do not marry human beings. Angels are ministering spirits.
روح‌های خدمت کننده به خداوند هستند.
Now, who are really called the sons of God in the Bible?
خدا در کتاب مقدس کیا هستند؟
You know?
اسمشون پسران خداست. میدونین کیه؟
Believers.
ایمانداران اون زمان.
Yeah, Old Testament believers were called the sons of God.
ایمانگذاران قدیم، عهدعتیق که عهدعتیق.
You as a Christian.
شما مسیحیان امروز.
Are called sons of God.
شدیم.
So we're talking about just saved human beings.
کسایی که به خداوند ایمان داره صحبت میکنیم، انسانهایی که ایمان
دارن. Now, if you just read Genesis, not only these two verses, but you read actually the context.
و بفهمیم موضوع در مورد چی.
You'll see that basically we're talking about the generation of Seth, which was a son of Adam, yeah? And the descendants of Seth were godly people. Now what happened? Yeah, the descendants of Seth, godly people, saw the daughters of men. Talking about descendants of Cain. Who were not godly. They liked what they saw. And they married them. Now, and as a result of that, yeah, corruption also went in the descendants of Seth. Because they walked away from God. And if you go to Genesis 6 verse 5,
yeah,
that's the very next thing that's being mentioned. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Yeah, so mankind completely was walking away from God. Yeah, so no angels, don't marry human beings and have huge giants at offspring. That's not biblical. And by the way, if the Bible talks about giants, yeah, you need to go to the Bible to figure out what the Bible means with it. Yeah, and if you go, you will find people who are called giants. And these are just really big human beings in the sense of some we will have today. Yeah, I think we have measurement of people with close to 3 meters. That's exceptional.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of giant, if you want to talk about giants, the Bible talks about. Not building high people.
Yeah.
Now, coming back to Acts 23. Yeah. Go to verse
9.
Yeah. We have this argument going on. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees part arose and strove, saying, "We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel had spoken to him, let us not fight against God." Yeah, so the group that was just united against Paul, yeah, they're now split in two.
And
on one side even is defending Paul.
We
see no fault in him.
Yeah.
Read verse 10. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fears lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. Yeah, so the Romans at this point are not involved.
Yeah, it's
basic, the religious Jews.
Yeah.
The high priest. Yeah, they are having this court with the Romans present. But of course, now it's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Everybody start pulling at Paul.
Yeah,
you can imagine a whole mob around him. Some are for him, some
want to pull him back and put him in.
Yeah, so the chief captain just thinks like they're gonna pull this guy apart. Yeah, so he steps in and basically rescues Paul. Yeah. Yeah, he probably had hoped they would have resolved their issues. But it only got worse.
Yeah.
Go to verse 11. And the knight following the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome."
Yeah.
Now, here I think we have one of the lessons we can draw from this whole event. Yeah, because Paul had, for God had been instructing Paul not to go to Jerusalem. Paul had ignored that command anyway. Yeah, but I want you to see that God has not given up on Paul.
خدا دستش رو پولس بر نداشت.
We don't even see God being angry with Paul.
و حتی عصبانی هم نشد دست پولس.
Yeah, Paul was a great servant of God.
پولس خادم خدا بود.
Yeah, he made some mistakes.
بله تو زندگیش اشتباه هم کرد.
And that God meets him at the place he's at.
اما خدا هر جایی که در اشتباهش هم پولس رو همونجا ملاقات کرد.
And encourages him.
تشویقش کرد.
And he keeps using him.
و دوباره ازش برای جلال خودش استفاده کرد.
He promises him, don't worry.
گفت پولس نگران نباش.
You will come through. You will make it through.
بیروز میشی و بیرون خواهی آمد.
Yeah, you will testify in Rome.
تو در روم برای من شهادت.
Yeah, and of course we all make mistakes.
هممون تو زندگیمون اشتباه
می‌کنیم. Yeah, when we do.
اما وقتی ما ایمان را اشتباه کردیم.
That it's not that God is true with us.
درک نمی‌کنیم و بدونیم که خدا دستش از ما بر نداره.
Even if you make really bad mistakes.
حتی اگر اشتباهی خیلی
عظیمی کردیم. Yeah, remember His mercy is new every morning.
ولی یادمون باشه که فیض خداوند هر روز تازه است برای ما.
Yeah. When you make mistakes, say, hey, from now on, I will do what is right.
Yeah.
I will pick up God's plan for my life from here on. Now, of course, Paul could have traveled to Rome as a free man. Yeah, he could have preached the good news there.
Which
is something that he already expressed before we saw. Yeah, now it will be in chains. It'll take quite a long time. Yeah, but during this time, we'll see that God uses Paul in mighty ways.
Yeah.
This was not the end. Let me give you an example.
Yeah,
if you've made a mistake. For example, you have had a divorce. Now you have remarried. Yeah, that was a big mistake. Is that the end? No. Do what is right from now on.
Yeah,
don't divorce the next wife or the next husband. Yeah, now start walking before God. Yeah, that's also why we should never be holding things above people's heads. Yeah, of course, there can always be consequences of certain sins we do. It would disqualify you to become a pastor, for example, if you're a man who divorces. But then there are so many other things you can do for God. Yeah, God is still working in Paul. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:16. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked, no, Proverbs, shall fall into mischief. Yeah, well, keep standing up. And trying to do what's right before God. Yeah, mistakes are not the end. Go to Acts 23:12. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. Yeah, these are some vicious people. Yeah, we're not going to eat or drink till he's dead. Now, of course, we know Paul lived beyond a week.
بیشتر از یه هفته در بوقا مرده بود چون اگر اینجوری میخواستن واقعا اون قسمی خورده بودن که داد میکردن الان گرسنگی مرده بودن.
That's about how long it takes to die if you have don't have water.
اگر کسی هفت روز آب نخوره میمیره.
And of course this is a stupid vow to take.
قسم وحشتناک خنده‌داری بوده که خوردی.
And I'm pretty sure they didn't dehydrate themselves to death.
و ایمان دارم که هیچ کدوم از اونا از خشکی آب نمردن.
And of course eventually in the end they probably all broke that vow.
همه‌شون قول قسمشون رو شکوندن چون پولس زنده موند.
You want to learn anything from this? Don't make vows.
یه درس یاد بگیری قسم نخور وقتی
مطمئن. Yeah, so you don't break them.
وقتی قسم می‌خوری ممکنه بشکنی.
Yeah, because God sees what you're saying.
می‌بینه تو چی میگی.
And God expects you to keep your promises, to keep
to
do what you say you do.
می‌کنه تو توقع داره که آن چه گفتی انجام بده.
Even if it's to your own hurt.
حتی اگر باعث ناراحتیت باشه.
Yeah, your word is important.
کلامت برای خداوند ارزش داره.
Read verse 13. And there were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. So 40 or more than 40 of them conspired together to do this. Now, notice that it says that this is a conspiracy.
همه اینا هم قسم شده برنامه ریخته بودن.
I just mentioned it because the word conspiracy, I don't know in
Farsi.
It doesn't have in Farsi. Now, in English, conspiracy is often thought of something that is not true, that people just made up.
کلامی که در زبان یونانی در این آیه استفاده شده به این معنیه که نقشه پلید کشیدن، بهانه آوردن.
But the real meaning is that somebody conspires together to do a certain thing.
هم قسم شدن با هم دیگه یه نفر خراب کنن.
And usually something that is bad and been decided in dark places.
دو نفری تو جای بد تصمیم میگیرن که یه نفر رو نابود کنن.
Yeah, so this is conspiracy that they will kill him.
حالا برنامه داشتن که بکشنش.
And now they're going to present their plan.
Yeah.
So more than 40 come together, came up with a plan. Now
these
verse 14 and 15. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves into a great curse, that we will not eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now therefore ye with the council signify to the chief captain that ye bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though you would inquire something more perfectly concerning him, and we, or even he come near, are ready to kill him."
In hall as the rohasai kahanan va mashayikh rafte goftan bar khishtan sogan de lanat bastim ke da polis ra nakushim chizi nakhorim pas alan shoma ba ahl shura be farmandeh arshad elam konid ke farda u ra nazd shoma biyavarad ke guyi qasd darid dar ahval u nikutar tahqiq namayid va ma hazir astim ke da ras rasidanash u ra bokushim.
Yeah, so they now come to the chief priests and the elders, the religious leadership. And they propose their plan. Like, hey, you ask that you need Paul again to ask him some more questions. Yeah, and then we will just kill him in the way. Now, of course, the religious leadership should have said no. what on earth? But instead of opposing this, they probably think like, hey, why didn't we come up with that? Yeah, so they agree with it. Yeah, to actually kill Paul in this way. Now read verses 16 till 22. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, "Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he had a certain thing to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, "Paul the prisoner called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee. We had something to say unto thee." Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, "What is that thou hast to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as though they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath, that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee." So the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, "See thou tell no man that thou hast shewed these things to me."
اما خواهرزاده پولس از کمین ایشان اطلاع یافته رفت که قلعه را بوده پولس را آزادانده یکی از فرمانده ها را فرمانده گفت این جوان را نزد فرمانده ارشد ببرد او را خبر داد خبری دارد که به او بگوید پس او را برداشته به حضور فرمانده ارشد رسانیده گفت پولس زندانی مرا طلبیده خواهش کرد که این جوان را به خدمت تو بیاورم زیرا چیزی دارد که به تو بگوید پس فرمانده ارشد دستش را گرفته به خلوت برد و پرسید چیزی دست که میخواهی به من فوت دهی عرض کرد یهودیان موافق شدند که از تو خواهش کنند تا پولس را فردا به مجلس شورا درآوری که گویی قصد دارند در حق او زیادتر تحقیق نمایند پس خواهش ایشان را اجابت مفرما زیرا که بیشتر از 40 نفر از ایشان در کمین او نشستند و به سوگند عهد بستند که تا او را نکشند چیزی نخورند و نیاشامند و الان آماده و منتظر وعده تو میباشند فرمانده ارشد آن جوان را مرخص فرموده قدغن نمود که به هیچ کس مگو که مرا از این راز مطلع ساختی.
Yeah, so we actually learned that Paul is an uncle.
می‌دونیم که از اینجا فهمیدیم که پولس دایی بوده.
That's a pretty cool uncle to have.
دایی خیلی باحالیه. خواهرزاده‌اش بود یعنی داییش رو واسه نجات بده.
Yeah, so Paul's nephew.
دایی خوبی بوده.
Yeah, he hears about the plan.
خواهرزاده‌اش برنامه پولس رو می‌فهمه برنامه چیه تو
اینجا. Yeah, and this message eventually reaches the ears of the chief captain.
و میره به کاهن اعظم خبرو میرسونه.
Yeah, so the conspiracy has been revealed.
در حقیقت اون برنامه‌ای که کشیده بودن که بمب بندازنش آشکار
شده. Now the captain knows there's more than 40 people trying to just kill Paul. So he responds accordingly. Read verses 22 and 24. And he called to him two centurions, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night, and provide them beasts, that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor.
پس دو نفر از فرمانده ها را طلبیده فرمود که 200 سپاهی و 70 سوار و 200 نیزه‌دار در ساعت سوم از شب حاضر سازید تا به قیصریه بروند و مردمی حاضر کنید تا پولس را سوار کرده و او را به سلامتی به نزد فیلیکس والی برسانند.
Yeah, so immediately he decides to relocate Paul. Yeah, with a small army. Yeah, two centurions. 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen,
70 سواری,
another 200 spearmen. Yeah, they all don't get much sleep that night. Because they bring a prisoner to Felix.
Now,
do you notice? Yeah, who consistently has been the persecuting army or party?
اون قسمتی که همه حمله میکنه یکی رو به شکنجه بده کی بوده؟
Are the Romans persecuting?
رومیان بودن که مسیحی رو میکشتن؟
No, they're protecting Paul.
دفاع کردن پولس. پولس رو یه ارتش بوده.
Every single time it's the religious Jews.
یهودیا بودن.
That are the persecutors.
یهودیا بودن که میخواستن اون رو شکنجه بدن.
Yeah, that accused the Christians.
که تهمت زدن به مسیحیا.
Yeah, they were just willing to just kill him outside if the Romans didn't stop
him. حاضر بودن اگر رومیان اجازه نمیدادن اونو میکشتن.
Now, I mention this because if you look up some of the history books,
چون اگر یه سری کتابای تاریخو بخونید,
one of the things you'll see that it's always the Romans
that are painted as the bad guys. که آدمای بدی بودن.
Not the Jews.
Yeah.
They would say in the time just after Christ it was the Romans who persecuted the Christians. Now is that true? The answer is no.
Yeah.
You always need to be careful. If you read secular books.
Yeah.
The Bible is the preserver of God. We know that it's true. What we don't know is which secular book is true, what in it is true.
کدوم تاریخ دار درست نوشته و کدوم تاریخ دار حقیقت رو بیان
می‌کنه؟ Maybe you've heard about this quote.
آیا تا حالا این جمله رو شنیدی یا نه؟
It traces back to the 18th century.
در سال 1800 قرن 17 اعلام کرد.
It is the victor.
پیروز the victor name.
The victor, the one who is victorious, who writes the history and counts the dead.
تاریخ رو می‌نویسه و گم شده کشته شدگان رو
Yeah, always be skeptical about what you read the secular sources.
حقش کی بوده؟ آیا واقعیت بوده؟
Yeah, it's clearly that during Paul's time.
در زمان پولس و اون پیروزی پولس.
It was the religious Jews that persecuted Christians. Not the Romans.
یهودیان اون زمان اون رو شکنجه
کردن. Now, it might be true that Romans later on have persecuted Christians.
شاید واقعیت باشه که یهودیای اون زمان واقعاً اون رو شکنجه کرده بودن.
But I wouldn't know for sure.
اما من نمیدونم مطمئن باشیم یا نه.
The Bible stops in the first century with recording things.
کتاب مقدس فقط در قرن اول تاریخ نوشت، بعد از اون دیگه ننوشته. از اون به بعد چه اتفاقی افتاده رو خدا به ما اعلام نکرد.
I remind my kids always.
هر روز به بچه‌هام یادآوری می‌کنم.
Be careful of what you read.
هر خبری که می‌خونی قبول نکن.
Even they're following a Christian Bible based school program.
مدرسه کتاب مقدسی می‌خونن در حقیقت، یعنی در حقیقت بیس ایمانی.
But still it's written by people who took things from secular books about history.
که تاریخ رو از تاریخدان‌ها نوشته در مورد تاریخ کشور صحبت می‌کنه.
We know what the Bible says is true.
می‌دونیم کتاب مقدس حقیقت
است. God has preserved it.
چون خداوند حقیقت رو ساخته.
God has written it.
خداوند تاریخ رو نوشته.
Yeah, but we never know this of secular
هیچ تاریخی آیا حقیقت است.
And what you will find is that even with events that have recently happened.
حتی تو اتفاقایی که در گذشته نزدیک اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, the victors have written those events.
اون پیروزان که دارن خبر رو می‌نویسن.
And they're not always following the truth.
و همیشه خبر هر کشوری حقیقت نیست.
Now, go to back to Acts 23. And read 25 till 30. And he wrote a letter after this manner. Claudius Lysias unto the most excellent governor Felix sendeth greeting. This man was taken of the Jews, and should have been killed of them that came I with an army and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when I would have known the cause whereof they accused him, I brought him forth into the council, whom I perceived to be accused of questions of the law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when it was told me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to thee and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee what they had against him. Farewell.
با سپاه رفته او را از ایشان گرفتم، چون شنیده بودم که رومی است و چون خواستم بفهمم که به چه سبب شکایت میکنند، او را به مجلس ایشان درآوردم. پس یافتم که در مسائل شدیدت خاصی شکایت میکنند، ولی هیچ شکایتی مسترجه به قتل یا بند ندارد. و چون خبر یافتم که یهودیان علیه او توطئه کردند، بیدرنگ او را نزد تو فرستادم و شاکیان او را نیز
Yeah, so the chief captain decides to explain what's going on. Because he sends his prisoner with almost 500 armed guards.
Yeah, that's... که برسوننش به امنیت شهر دیگه.
That is not how you usually transport prisoners.
معمولا زندانیا رو با 500 نفر از یه شهر به یه شهر دیگه.
Yeah, so he basically explains that he couldn't completely figure out what
که با یه ارتش فرستاده یه زندانی.
Paul had done wrong because there was nothing he could see.
که هیچ اشتباهی از پولس ندیده.
Something with their law.
حقی نداره، شریعت اوناست، اعتقاد اوناست.
And that he protected them because they wanted to kill him.
برای دفاع ازش آوردمش بیرون که نکشنش.
And now read the last verses, 31-35. Yeah, then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. On the morrow they left the horsemen to go with him and returned to the castle. Who, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked of what province he was. And when he understood that he was from Cilicia, I will hear thee, said he, when the accusers are also come, and he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall.
پس سپاهیان چنان که من گوش شدند پولس را در شب برداشته به آنتیپاتریس رسانیدند و بامدادان سواران را گذاشته که با او بروند، خود به قلعه برگشتند و چون ایشان وارد قیصریه شدند نامه را به والی سپردند و پولس را نیز نزد او حاضر ساختند. پس والی نامه را ملاحظه فرموده پرسید که از کدام ولایت هستی، چون دانست که از کیلیکیه است گفت چون مدعیان تو حاضر شوند سخن تو را خواهم شنید و فرمود تا او را در سرای هیریدیوس نگاه دارد.
Yeah, so the story continues. Another court.
یه دادگاه دیگه، یه قاضی دیگه.
But now this time it's a Roman court.
اما حالا این دادگاه رومی واقعی است.
Which is where we actually will continue next.
به هفته دیگه در موردش ادامه خواهیم داد که اون دادگاه رومی چیکار کرد.
Amen.
آمین.